Last night we heard something from our sister Edith about service, about serving the Lord where He places us and allowing Him to lead us. And then we considered something from John 13, where Jesus washed His disciples' feet and showed us how to serve one another in love, humility. And then this morning at table worship, Brother Andrew opened to John 13, and he also used that as an example. And so I thought maybe the Lord was trying to say something to us about serving. In the same way that Christ loved us, we should love one another. Then I picked up this book, and I was reading on the beach, and I came across this little story from John 13. So I thought I'd read it to you. Is that all right? You like stories? Who likes a story? Good. You're going to hear it anyway. Like it. The title is, It Really Didn't Matter. It Really Didn't Matter. The young people at Shirley Christian Church, led at the time by youth pastor Dave Stone, were fiercely competitive with their neighbor, Shirley Baptist, in all things, especially softball. They were also serious about their Christianity, faithfully attending the summer Bible camp led by their youth pastor, David Stone. One week, the Bible lesson was about Jesus washing His disciples' feet, from John 13. To make the servanthood lesson stick, Pastor Stone divided the kids into groups and told them to go out and find a practical way to be servants. I want you to be Jesus in the city for the next 2 hours. He said, if Jesus were here, what would He do? Figure out how He would help people. 2 hours later, the kids reconvened in Pastor Stone's living room to report what they had done. One group had done 2 hours of yard work for an elderly man. Another group bought ice cream treats and delivered them to several widows in the church. You know, widows like ice cream. So you know. Right? A third group visited a church member in the hospital and gave him a card. Another group went to a nursing home and sang Christmas carols. Yes, Christmas carols in the middle of August. One elderly resident remarked that it was the warmest Christmas she could remember. But when the fifth group stood up and reported what they had done, everyone groaned. This group had made its way to none other than their arch rival, Shirley Baptist, where they had asked the pastor if he knew someone who needed help. The pastor sent them to a home of an elderly woman who needed yard work done. There, for the next 2 hours, they mowed grass, raked the yard, and trimmed the hedges. When they were getting ready to leave, the woman called the group together and thanked them for their hard work. I don't know how I could get along without you, she told them. You kids at Shirley Baptist are always coming to my rescue. Shirley Baptist, interrupted Pastor Stone. I sure hope you set her straight and told her you were from Shirley Christian Church. Why, no, we didn't, the kid said. We didn't think it mattered. Mm-hmm. The end. Did you get it? Here's another one. Mother Teresa attended a gathering with kings and presidents and statesmen from all over the world. They were there in their crowns and jewels and silks, and Mother Teresa wore her sari held together by a safety pin. One of the noblemen spoke to her of her work with the poorest of the poor in Calcutta. He asked her if she didn't become discouraged because she saw so few successes in her ministry. Mother Teresa answered, no, I do not become discouraged. You see, God has not called me to a ministry of success. He has called me to a ministry of mercy. Just one more. Use my little white tabs. I gotta find them. This one's entitled Garment of Love. and it's also by Mother Teresa. Love has a hem to her garment that reaches the very dust. It sweeps the streets and lanes, and because it can, it must. I'll read that again. Love has a hem to her garment that reaches the very dust. It sweeps the streets and lanes, and because it can, it must. I think we have some work before us. I'm sure the Lord would like to perfect His love in our hearts and among us. We were reminded this morning that they'll know that we are Christians. Why? By our good doctrine. No, by our love. By our love. And so let's take grace from the Lord Jesus tonight. Lord, pour your love into my heart. Make me like you, Jesus. Make me willing to be a servant and not to get the credit. As long as someone is blessed, as long as someone is touched by your love, then we're satisfied.